Hello, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller, Psychic Medium, and I hope everyone is enjoying the new year, 2020. Here we are. If anyone's like me, 2019 could have been a little bit of a better year, but the good news is we're in 2020, and I'm going to be taking some calls and answering some questions. I've been doing this a long time, over 30 years, and I just I'm wanting everyone to enjoy the 2020 that we're welcoming in, and just say, you know, if you're unhappy with anything in your life, the best thing you can do is make small changes. Set the intention for what you want to create this year. Bring it in. There's nothing that's a better predictor than actually making changes. Making changes, setting intentions, changes our path. If we keep doing the same thing over and over, like so many of my clients, sometimes they get stagnant or they get stuck in something. And I always urge them, try something new, reach out. Whether it's something you wouldn't be inclined to normally do, go ahead and take that leap of faith and try it. You never know who you're going to meet, what experiences you're going to bring in. So that's what I'm urging everyone to do. Make 2020 a year of change, and whatever that is for you personally, and make it a great one. It's got a really good energy going on right now. And that's all I can say. 2019, goodbye. And 2020, here we are. I'm going to take some callers in a minute. I just want to let you all know I do have a special promotion for my sessions on my hour reading, $50 off and $25 off my other sessions if you're a new client. So I left my email for anyone that wants to reach out to me after the show. And anybody has any questions for me, I'm free to answer those as well. I'm first and foremost a medium, but I use my intuition and my mediumship to bring in predictions of the future, and my accuracy has been pretty good over the years. Can't complain, or I wouldn't be doing this still. All right, so why don't I take the first caller, and again, if you can keep it to one question, it's a lot of stuff comes through, and I've got quite a few callers on today, so let's go with caller number one. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna. Lynn. Who am I? Donna, hi.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I hope 2019 was good to you.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a better year this time around.
Yeah. Me too. What's your question, Donna?
Well, I wanted to know about my love life. I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know if what you're picking up on that, please.
You've got a good energy. Let me tell you something. You've got a very robust, vibrant energy about you. I'm picking up. Do not connect with any ex-boyfriends. That's the first and foremost.
Oh, I don't know any. Yeah, the one I have died. Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling like September's your month this year. September to meet somebody new. This is the year of relationship for you. So I would venture to say you're going to meet somebody very important this year. His name is probably going to be with an M, like a Mark
okay.
or a Michael. Mark or a Michael. But September's a high-energy month for meeting people. And I urge you to get out a little bit more because I feel like you might be stuck in a certain kind of pattern. So you have to really put it out. You have to really put it out there in order to help bring this in. But he's out there and waiting. I'm seeing a lot of travel with this man. He likes to travel. He's quite athletic. He's not like he sits on the couch and eats popcorn all day kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
good.
Yeah, because I feel like you like to get out there too. Do you like to travel?
I do. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. I've been to many countries, and, yeah, I just love to do it. And I'm at the retirement age, so it'd be nice to – you know, meet a retired guy that we can go travel and have fun.
Yeah, I feel like this is your year, and I can hear it in your voice and your own inner kind of wanting it. So
I feel like you're going to put that out there quite a bit and draw it in as well. That's how it works. It's like a perfect formula, if you will. But I would say by September. And I urge you to do some classes or some kind of get-together.
Yeah, I'm
going to
take a Pilates class. I just signed up for a Pilates class.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
You could meet him at some kind of gym or some kind of social event.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So,
do you see, this go into a marriage? Lynn, will this go into a marriage, do you think? Because that's what I want.
Yes.
I want to get married. It will.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yep. You guys are going to be really good partners because you both like to travel so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could live out of a suitcase. I love it.
All right, Donna. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Have
you.
A good
2020. Yes,
stay in touch. Okay. Bye.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Yeah. If you guys, you're listening and you're out there and you want to meet somebody, I have so many clients that say, when am I going to meet the guy? But they don't leave their house or even make any effort. If you don't make any effort or do anything, he's not just going to fall out of the sky. So I'm a firm believer and we have to create our energy and what we bring in and set the intention. And really you can make anything happen. It's similar to the laws of attraction, but it's very true. You can change your own timeline and doing it that way will help bring him in. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi there.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Pat.
Did you say Pat?
Yes, it's Patty.
Oh, hi, Patty. What's your question? What can I help you with? It sounds like you're at a gathering.
Yes, it's a little noisy around here. My husband passed about a year and a half ago, and it's been a really hard time, but I really want to know if my son is going to find something that makes him happy.
What's your son's first? Who's this Stephen, by the way? Is there a Stephen around here?
Stephen? Not yet, no.
Oh, okay, I keep hearing the name Stephen. What's your son's name?
James.
James.
That's his middle name.
It feels like he's a little bit at a crossroads, a little bit confused as to what direction to go to. But by the end of this year, he finds something more fulfilling and definitely on the career path. So that's going to change and help him. And then whatever relationship he's in, it doesn't feel right. Or his dating
scenario. He's not really dating anybody, and I think that would be helpful for him.
Yeah.
Kind of closes
right.
off.
I feel like the ones in the past haven't been that great, though. There's this energy, but career will be first. He'll find some new direction this year, and then relationship will come shortly thereafter, within 6 months. So yeah, he's going to find his way in 2020.
Okay, that's great. It's just been a hard.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Was it heart related?
Yeah, he had a lot of problems, but yeah, it originally stemmed from the heart, but then he had gotten cancer, and it was a rough walk through that.
I'm so sorry. It's very hard when you're grieving to make changes, too, you know?
Right.
You get very stuck and kind of almost paralyzed, but there's a lifting period. This energy is going to lift from James, and he's going to come out of it, so hang in there, and he will, so.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Of course. Happy New Year. Stay in touch.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
Bye. It's so hard when we lose somebody we love. It's almost paralyzing, you know, to just do day-to-day activities. And time generally heals some things, but not always. So if anyone out there is grieving the loss of somebody, again, I urge you to just kind of go take the action, do what you need to do every day, and just know that they're in a wonderful place, even though they leave us behind and we're not. in such a great place. We're in that mourning and grieving process, but it's tough, especially when it's around the holidays. Okay, let me go to the next caller here. Hi there.
Oh, hi, Lynn.
Hello.
My name's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. What's your question? You're very creative.
Oh, thank you.
I sense this creative energy around you. Is that with cooking, or what is it that you're creative with?
Well, I'm trying to write right now. I usually, when I do write, I'm usually happy with the results. So that's something that I'm working on right now. I've been finding a lot of dimes around lately, though, so I'm thinking there's someone in spirit that's trying to get my attention.
Oh, okay. Who's this?
I feel like it may be my grandmother.
You've got three people on the other side that are kind of around you, grandmother, grandfather, and somebody that feels a little younger.
Oh, you know what? That could be that Stephen you were telling the last caller about. Yes.
Oh, my God. This happens all the time on my radio show. The caller before I pick up the next caller. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. So what's your question? Who's around you? Is this a medium question or?
Yeah, it's a medium question. Just what the message is from.
Well, definitely grandmother is strong around you. I'm just getting a strong urge, like, for you to tell you to move forward with your creativity and your writing. She's kind of funny. She's like laughing, and she's very sweet. Again, she's referring to cooking, so I don't know what that's about. If she was a good cook, or she kind of feels like she's got a little bit of sarcasm. Was that her personality, like very sweet, but she had a little bit of a jokester side to her? This is the energy.
Oh, yeah.
Getting.
Yeah,
she's
funny, yeah.
Yeah, she's just kind of laughing and very sweet and saying, yes, yeah, she's creative, urge her to do her writing. But also, somebody in the family needs to know how to cook.
She wasn't much of one, but I'm an okay cook.
Okay. You also have a male energy around you. Again, it's the Stephen energy. He was a little younger. Was this a friend of yours or a loved one?
Yeah, friend.
Okay, yeah. He died too soon. He said it was an accident.
Yes.
Yeah. But he comes around. I hear music with him too. Like he liked music, or he comes through with songs and music. I don't know if you've noticed that around anyone. Sometimes when someone passes, you'll hear a song they loved, or you know, you'll be in a place and see an animal they love. But with him, it's music.
Oh, okay.
And he's also referring to something that he didn't finish, unfinished. Do you know what that is for him? It was unfinished when he kind of passed.
I'm not sure. He was very young when he passed, like maybe 6 or 7 or 8.
Oh, gosh, yeah, unfinished. I mean, yep. And then the other energy around you is grandfather. He comes through, and he's showing me kind of military for some reason. I don't know if he was in the military.
Both of them were?
Yeah, he's showing me military, very proud of this. He's kind of like a guardian for you. He watches out over you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. And then what else? There's somebody else that's over there, too, that's kind of faint. It's another male. It feels like they're saying brother or uncle, but not that connected, or cousin or something. But they weren't that connected.
My mom has a lot of cousins that have passed.
Yeah, there's one of them that's coming through a little bit faint.
Okay.
You weren't that close, but they're around. So So you've got a crew over there.
Thanks, Lynn.
Yeah. Any other questions you have about for yourself?
No, just the creative thing's good, just to push me in the right direction. Lately I've had a lot of anxious energy, but I don't know where it's coming from, but I sense it in a lot of other people, so it might be something that everybody's going through.
Yeah, well, you've got an intuitive sense to you. I wonder if you get, like, this empath quality, if you get overwhelmed in large spaces at all, or, you know, if you walk into a room, you can kind of, I get that sense. You're kind of an open vortex, too, for the spirit world. So you have to, most creative people are, you have to be able to make sure that you put your boundaries up and learn how to do that, or you can just get energetically exhausted, you know, just drained.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, that makes sense, yeah.
Well, I hope that helped. And
thanks, Lynn.
Happy 2020. Stay in touch.
Me too. Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Yeah, if any of you out there, you know, have this intuitive sense yourself, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You hate large spaces. You walk into, like, Vegas is my nightmare, actually. I can take it for about, I don't know, a couple hours, and then I just have to get the hell out. And if you have this quality, too, you'll find people constantly unleashing their problems, their issues, whatever they're going through. They're constantly calling you, and you become like a sponge. You have to really learn how to set boundaries and kind of get your own personal space, or else it really just is draining and exhausting. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Hi there, this is Lynn. Is this New York in the house? Hello. I don't know if anyone's there. Hello. Okay, I guess we lost them. Don't know what happened. Okay, let's try this caller. I like to guess where I'm calling. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
What's your name?
Desmond. Desmond.
Oh, Desmond, nice to meet you. Happy New Year. What's going on with you? You're creating something.
Hopefully a business, a holistic business. I gotta get hot on that this year. Take it more seriously.
Yeah. Is this your own business you're creating? Because it feels really good. Are you doing like an entrepreneur kind of a thing?
Yes, it's I guess when it's all said and done, I can try to connect or collaborate between holistic herbs and then me doing massage therapy and Reiki, try to put them all in one notch. So I got ways to go. So
Feels really positive that you're going to get this stuff done in the next 4 months. Are you creating a website right now? Because I'm seeing a computer.
No, I was just thinking about that the other day. Who can someone can create a website for me? So.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I jumped in. I don't even know what your question is. What's your question?
I mean, just go with the flow of wherever you see for 2020. I know that might be vague, but as far as the business or anything I need to be concerned about or.
Well, I get a really strong energy around the business, and it's just a matter for you. It's a matter of doing it. I see this website being designed. I would start with that. In the next 4 months, the energy is high around building a website. And I think this is going to be kind of your path, is being your own boss and doing this business. I wouldn't overwhelm it with too many things. What I'm hearing is start with two things and then expand later on. Launch it with two things. So whether it's like holistic herbs and Reiki or something, just don't overdo it. Start with two And that's what 2020 is about for you. It's about building your own independence and doing this. There's also help from somebody that is a friend. There's a friend that will help you. Might be initial B, like Bradley or Ben. I'm not sure. It sounds like a Bradley or B, B initial.
Oh, it's a male?
Yeah, it's a male. He's gonna. There's like a collaboration or some good advice that comes from this person. Or it could be that, oh, I know what it is. He's a buyer. It could be that's where you're going to get the product. That's where you get the product from.
Okay.
But I'm looking at this being developed, and the highest month of change is May. So I would urge you to try to get this stuff up and going by May. And May feels like things smooth out, and then I see you making some money doing this. So it feels like a really good path for you, a little different than 2019. But needed.
Yeah.
There's also something around a car. I don't know if you need a new car or something, but there's something around getting your car fixed or something there.
Oh, okay. I need the brakes done on it.
Is it the brakes? Yeah, something needs to be fixed there. But all in all, 2020 is going to be a good year. Your highest month is May, meaning the most energy. Things are kind of smoothed out by May. So I urge you from now until May to start building, creating, and doing whatever you're going to do for your business. And then May, it'll start to reap the fruit, if you will. It'll start to generate some money.
Okay.
And you're on a good path, and that's about all I can tell you today.
Hey, that's good enough. I'll take it.
All right. Well, stay in touch. Right. It was nice. Where's 216? Where are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland. Oh, okay. It's cold over there?
Well, it's kind of warm. I mean, it's like 45. I mean, that's still kind of cold. But
oh, that's cold. I'm in L.A. That's cold. So.
Oh, yeah. Good life.
All right. Well, you have a happy 2020, and it was nice talking with you. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Yep.
Bye. All right. Anyone out there, you know, building a business, doing your – I love – entrepreneurs. Everyone knows I love entrepreneurs. You know, it's building your own thing, taking charge. And if anyone's brutally, miserably unhappy with their job, their 9-to-5, and you've always wanted to do this, you know, look into it, really. You'll be surprised when you have a passion and then you put it into a business, what actually can happen. So I love entrepreneurs. Okay, let me take this caller. Hi there, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Happy New Year. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi. Oh, hi, Mary in Florida. How are you?
Okay. I have some concerns about my health right now. It's been struggling with an illness, and I haven't been really getting the right answers on any conclusion. You pick up anything regarding that matter?
I'm getting Epstein-Barr.
Oh, because they haven't tested me for anything like that.
Do you get tired a lot? Are you tired a lot?
No, it's not that. It's abdominal. It's strictly abdominal issues.
Huh. I'm getting like energetically. That's what I'm picking up. Abdominally, no. I'm not seeing anything there. Are you having pain or is it?
Yeah, I have a lot of abdominal pain in several areas, and they don't seem to be able to piece it together or resolve it. I'm going
they
for a CAT
scan. They check for ulcers, obviously, right?
No, it's lower abdominal. It's not in that area.
Yeah,
it's okay.
No. No, I'm not getting anything there. If anything, I go to the blood. I see a little bit of a blood disorder, which is why I said Epstein-Barr or something akin to that, which I think
I've been to an infectious disease specialist and nothing showed up.
Huh.
No,
I'm sorry, I'm not getting more. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
All right, well, I have some other concerns. I'm concerned about getting my car fixed. I have a lot of problems with an older car, and there just hasn't been funds. I'm wondering if you see help with the car, getting another one, or something to help.
I do around the end of this year, though. It feels more like towards October.
Oh, boy, I'm not sure it's going to last that long. It's kind of on the last legs right now.
I'm looking at October for a new vehicle, but you could get it, like, patched up, fixed up enough to last to October, but October is a new vehicle.
Right now I'm just trying to keep it going. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get enough to take care of the current repairs.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay by February.
By February. Okay.
By February to do that, yes.
All right. I've been anticipating a move. Do you feel anything in that respect?
I do see a move. Again, I'm looking at later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like October is like a big month of some change for you this year.
Is it something that I haven't already initiated or something new that comes up?
Something new. Something new.
Yeah. Tried to get something moving in June in this respect, and it's been dragging on. Nothing has turned up, so.
Something new there. So, and again, I'm looking at October is your month this year of a lot of things coming in, shifts and changes, as well as February brings a good energy. Good energy in February and. Some extra funds that will help. So, okay. All right, Mary. Well, I hope that helps. Enjoy your 2020.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Okay. Do I have time for one more caller? Let's see. Yes, I do. Quickly. Hi there.
Hello.
This is Lynn. Hi.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Well, who am I speaking with?
Hi, speaking with Mary.
Oh, another Mary. Hi.
I like somebody named Matthew. I've known him for a while. What do you see for us?
Marriage. This is a good union. It feels like it's going to lead to marriage. How long has it been? Just a couple months?
No, it's been a couple of years, on and off.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking at marriage, like he wants to propose. So whether you say yes or no, I mean, I don't know. I see marriage. I see you marrying him.
When do you see that?
He's gonna propose in 30 days. So.
Okay, I'll let you know.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Take care. Congratulations. Okay, everybody. That wraps up this episode of my show. Thanks for tuning in. And again, I put my email up there if any of you have any questions or you want to ask about my special or you want to do a full-length session. So much more comes through on a full session than on the radio show, obviously. So I urge you all to reach out to me. And again, Happy New Year. Happy 2020. Let's make it a great one. Okay. Take care.